at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here at H.B. Stewart Bulldog Arena, the Bombers are back in the thick of things here in the 5A West. They come to Greenwood, and it was close in the first quarter, but the Bombers stringed it out to 10 points, and then they just kind of just let it hang around there all game.
Yeah, they did. That's a good job by the Bombers. When you get that double-digit lead, you want to continue to get good shots and not take quick shots, and Bombers did a good job of that. Held up on the defensive end, was able to extend their lead and finish the game off.
So we're going to check some stats for you here. Doing some math here, so who knows what this will end up like. So on the Bombers' end, Hagen Robb has 2 points. McGee Harris had 11 points. He was big in that third quarter, had all 11 in the third quarter. 5 points for Kai Bickford. 11 points Ryder McClain, 20 for Braden Dewey. Robert Dover had 9 points all in the first half. Blaine Tate finishes with 4 points, and that's it for the Bombers' side. Dawson Holt, the leading scorer, finished with 8 points. 6 points for Peyton Presson. L.J. Robbins, he kind of lit it up in the second half. He had 10 points all in the second half, or 8 of the 10 in the second half. Aiden Kennan finished with 10 points as well, but they both met their average. Those are the two that Coach Fulcher was talking about. Those are the guys that are double-digit scorers. Yep. They had the potential to go off, and that's it for the scoring. No, excuse me. Brandon Chick had a layup, and that's all the scoring for Greenwood.
Yep. Good game for the Bombers. Good win for the Bombers.
So our next broadcast will be on Classic Hits 101.7 on Tuesday as the Mountain Home Bombers will take on Greenbrier. Shorter, about a half-length drive than this one over here. So that will start about 6 o'clock. Still ironing out some details on some junior varsity games, but you can watch that on the Bomber Sports Network. And then back in the hangar, Sweetheart Royalty will crown a king and queen and hopefully pick up a couple W's on Friday night in the hangar. So good job of the Bombers this week to go 1-1 as we're here from H.B. Stewart Bulldog Arena. Any final thoughts, Brad?
No, big week for the Bombers, both boys and girls. If you're around next Friday night, come out to the hangar and cheer on the Bombers. It's, as you say, it's basketball time at the hangar,
Yeah,
and then come check it out. If not, listen to us, and I think Matt will be back with us.
Matt Sharp will be back with you on Tuesday. They'll have bids for bargains tomorrow. That will take place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow. They had a few snafus with that, but go to KTLO.com for more information on that. That's going to do it from H.B. Stewart Bulldog Arena here in Greenwood, Arkansas. We're going to hit the road here. Final score, Bombers win 63-51. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on KTLO by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. The Bombers will take the court next Tuesday on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life.